Rufoi, Sapora Ravutsa Boy, the Maisa Gzela was in the karka. You went and took over somebody's karka. And inside the karka, inside the property, there was a cow lying down there. Just lying there. Rashi says, the gazlin loy moshcha. The gazlin did not make a maisa mashicha. Vevi kakakois has the same level like a kois. The rebelezid the yoma saw the nigzelis. Koine parimo. So according to Rebbe Lezer, since you have a kinyan gezeila on the karka, you kind of the parah also. It's also you have a kinyan gezeila on it. And therefore you have to pay back the parah. However, according to the Rabbonin, you're not kind of the soda, therefore you're not kind of the parah either. Therefore you have a right to say, Reish Lach Lefanecha. That's what Gemara says, that the case is, you stole the field, and there's a parah of Utsabai, the shot for Nahor, and the Nahor just took it away. So the Reb Lezer, Latayme, Rabbanon Latayme, Reb Lezer goes according to his town that holds Gzela is Chal and Karka, Rabbanon Latayme holds it the Potter. Yeah, Mishnah says like this, Ha Grizel Es Chaveiroi, if somebody steals from his friend, Oy Shehilva Himenu, or else if you borrow money from somebody, Oy Shehifkid Loi, or else somebody gives you a Pekodzin to watch, you become a Shema Pekodzin, you're watching something for somebody else. The Yishuv, the person gives it to you back at home, the Yishuv where he lives in the town. So, Ochriz lo yachtalay by Midbar. You're not allowed to return it to the owner even if you meet him in the Midbar. Let's say you have the Gzela, you want to return it to him now in the Midbar. Or you have the money you borrowed, or you have the Pekodin. So the owner has a right to say, I don't want to receive it here in the Midbar, it's a dangerous place. You have to hold on to it and first give it back to me when I come back home. But what's going to be our manas lotis b'midbar? Let's say when the shamer, when the halvor, when they first took the money, they spoke out of Tanai, our manas, that I'm going out to the midbar, then yafzaleh b'midbar. Then you have a right to return it, even in the midbar. And we'll see in the Gemara, the Havim Minim of the Mishnah is, that it means when the Malva said Beferis, spoke out of Beferis to Tanai, that if you want to, you could return it to me even in the midbar. Or else the Mafkid said, even if you want to, you can return it to me in the midbar. And this will soon see the Gemara is going to ask, if so, Pshita. So first the Gemara is the Kasha, Rimini will have a question. It says, Alocha, Milva, Mishtalem, is Bechol Mokam. Milva, when you lend somebody money, so the loiva has a right to pay back any place. Not like our Mishnah. Smashman, the loiva could pay back to the Malva, even in the midbar. But Avedo, because the name Mishtalem, Elbim Koimim. But an Aveda, if you find somebody's Aveda, a lost object, or if you're ashamed, you're watching somebody's object that he gave to you to watch, here you can't return it only in the place where he gave it to you. But a kopon and by a malva, it's not like our Mishnah. So when it says, this is what this price means to say. Milva nitno litova v'chol mokam. That means the malva has the right to go and ask the loiva to give him back the money any place. Even though the malva meets the loiva in the midbar, if the time is up, the malva has the right to ask him, even in the midbar, to give him back the money. Because yode al helyoina, like Rashi says, because since he gave the money. But aveda pikodon lo nitno litfele b'mkaimam. But if you're the Baal Aveda, and you know somebody found it and he's watching it for you, or else you gave somebody something to watch for you, you have no right to ask them to give it back to you, only b'mkaimam. Since like they're doing you a favor, you can't ask them to give it to you if they're not b'mkaimam. You have to wait till you come back home till you meet them b'mkaimam, that's where they'll return it to you. So this is not a theory to our Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, Amanas lotes b'midbar, Gemara says, Pshita. The Havamin there is, if the Malva said clearly, like, I'm lending you money and you could return it to me even in the Midbar. So the Gemara asks Pshita. So Gemara says, Lo Tzarich, you know what we need the Mishnah for? The Omalei. It's like this. That Lehevei Hai Pikot and Gaboch. The Mafka said, listen, I'm going away, watch my objects for me. The Anol Midbora Nifkona. I'm going out to the Midbar, I'm going to the wilderness now. So please watch this for me. The Yomalei and the Shema said, listen, the Yomalei Iyu are no le midbar nami bina le mefak. I also plan to go out to the midbar. I bina le hadrin lecho hosom madan lecho. Like, if I want to return it to you, like, could I return it to you there? So the mafkia, the owner, didn't answer back. He didn't say clearly okay. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that even though the mafkia did not say clearly okay, but since the nifkar expressed himself and said, listen, you're going to the midbar, I also may go to the midbar. So since the mafkia knew this, it's as if he accepted upon himself that he will accept it back, even in the midbar. The next Mishnah says, Hoy melech haveroi, gizalticha. If Reuven tells Shimon, I agree, I admit that I stole something from you. Or else Hilvi Sonny, I admit that you lent me money. Or else Tevkarato Etli, I admit that you gave me something of yours to watch. But now the question is, I say back, V'eini yodei im echzarti l'cho, but I'm not sure if I returned it to you or not. I agree that I once stole from you. I stole $100 or about $100, but I'm not sure. Maybe I paid it back to you. Im lo echzarti l'cho, maybe I didn't. And of course, the other person, the nigzal or the malv, is saying, no, you did not pay me back. So in such a case, chayiv l'shalim. Of course, you have to pay back. Since it's like a bori v'shema, and there's a cheskas chiyuv over here, that you admit that you have a vada chiyuv to pay him back, it's only a question if you freed yourself or not. So that any day in praticham, therefore you chayiv. Avol, but in mamalot, you say like this: any day in gezalticha, I'm not sure if I made the gezel at all, or else im hilvi soni, I'm not sure if I ever borrowed the money from you, or else im hifkarato etzli, I'm not sure if you ever gave me the object to watch. Then potim l'shalim. Even though the other person is a bori, but so what? A bori can't be mitzi mamon. I have a suffix if I'm a chuyiv altogether or not, therefore I do not have to pay. So most itmo learned like this, Gemara Ksuvis, that mona li biyotcha, I say, listen, you have $100 of mine. V'halo yoyim, the other one says back, any yodeya. I do not know. This is called the bori v'shema. I say, you have $100 of mine, and the other one answers, I don't know. So Rav Huna, Rav Yudah, Amr, they both say chayiv. Yes, bori v'shema, bori is odd if you have to pay back. Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon, Amri, Potter, they hold no. What's the pshat? Rav Huna, Rav Yudah, Amri, chayiv, because bori v'shema, bori odd. Just for the time is bori alone, even though you don't have any edim, but bori v'shema, the svar is like we don't see the shema, so we only see the time is bori. Therefore, he has to pay. Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon, Amri, no Potter. Why? Because it's still a suffix. Even though you have a tainus bori, you're saying for sure he owes you the money, but the other one has a doubt. So we do not know for sure. Therefore, the klal is like a suffix mumin, and the klal always is, uki memayna b'cheskas mori. Whenever we have a doubt to take away the money or not, we always leave the money b'cheskas to where it is right now. And in other words, the klal is, of hamoitzi mechaberi olav araya. If you want to get the money, you have to bring proof of two edim. But just with a tainus bori, you cannot be moitzi the mumin. Verse of Tanam learn like this. It says now Mishnah. But if the loiv answers back and says, I'm not sure if you lend me the money at all, so Potter. So the Chur, you see from the Mishnah that Bori Veshema is Lav Odif. The Chur, it's a riot to Rav Nachman Rav Yechon, they say that the Potter. So what's the case talking about? If you want to say that the Malva did not ask for the money, so maybe there's not even a bori here. That's why it will not be a kash according to Rav Yehuna. So where it says, Reisha Nami, if so, the Leika Tovilei. So even the Reisha also, where the Malva did not ask for the money, if so, am I chayiv? So why does the Leiva have to pay? Like if the Malva is not asking for the money, why should the Leiva have to pay the money then? So where it says, Ela de Katovilei. For sure we're talking about that the Malva is asking for the money. Still, a katani safe, it says in the safe of the Mishnah, potem milishalim. So here we see, bori v'shema, lav bori yodif, for it's a raya to Rav Nachman and to Rav Yechanan. That they both say, bori v'shema, lav bori yodif, because the Mishnah says, if the loiv answers back and says, I do not know if I ever borrowed the money or not, he's potter. So where it says loy, it could be there's no proof in our Mishnah. Loyolom de loy katovili. Our Mishnah, both the ration and the Seif is talking about that only the loiva or the shemer is talking. But the malva is not asking for anything here. The malva is no tainus bori. If so, why in the ratio do we say if the loiva says, I'm not sure if I paid you up or not, and the malva doesn't say anything, why does the loiva have to pay? So I'll tell you, the ratio of Lotzes Yedei Shemayim, and the ratio in Echnam, it's only a chiddush of Lotzes Yedei Shemayim. Rashi says, V'chivon the komoidi, the vadi gozlei, loy nofik Yedei Shemayim ad yovid ha-shova. So since you agree that you made exil or you took the money, so you're not yotzi Yedei Shemayim until you yourself return it. But mitzar ikar adin, havadi yepota. Here, why? Because there's no tainus bori. But maybe in the case where the malv is saying, bori, you did not pay me back yet, and you're only a shema, maybe bori v'shema, bori could be yodif. Was itman am, we learned also like this, that Amrav Chiyah Barabba, Amrav Yechanan, Hoy Milach Averva, somebody says to his friend, Mona li biyodcha, I have $100 by you, you owe me $100. Fa'ala Yoyim, and the other one says back, any yodaya? that I do not know. So it says chayiv, but you know what type of chayiv? But bolotis yidei shemayim, like yoni chayiv to be yotzi yidei shemayim. Meikar adin yapota, because even though you're only a shema, that he doesn't have any edim. Bori is not as strong enough to be able to be mighty mamin. We need edim to be mighty mamin. And like Rashi says, the chiyuv lotzis yidei shemayim is when there's a tainus bori involved, or else there's at least a ksas tainus bori. Like in the Reish of the Mishnah, where you admit that you made the ma'asik zela, or that you borrowed the money, just you have a doubt whether you paid it up or not, but since you admit that you made the ma'asik zela, there's like a ksas tain here, therefore you would have a chiyuv lotzis yidei shemayim. But let's say you have a doubt whether you stole altogether, and there's no tainus bori, the other one also has a doubt, it could be in such a case you would not even have a chiyuv of lotzis yidei shemayim. Then the Mishnah says like this, ha'goynev tle minu eder, if somebody stole a tle, a ram from somebody's field, from somebody's eder, somebody's corral, ve'achziroi, and then the goslin goes and returns it back to the owner, without telling the owner, umeis, and the tle dies by the owner's house overnight, or enigma, or else it was stolen from the owner, is chayiv achrusoi. The first ganif still has the chayiv hashava. Since you did not tell the owner that you made the hashava, that's not called hashava to free you, you still have the chayiv achrayus on you. The Rashi says, chayiv achrusoi, temechi gondva kom lebrishusoi. As soon as you made the gzeil, it's in your rishus. The hashava diyovet lav hashavi, ad shemoida luhu labailim. It's not called you returned it until you notified the owner that the owner has to know that it's back. Now the Mishnah says, what about lo yodu bailim loy bignevosoi v'loy bechesirosoi? Let's say the owner did not realize that it was stolen. But the Rashi is talking about that the owner realized it was stolen. Then even though you returned it, since he did not realize it, that's not called hashava. But let's say the owner did not realize that it was missing at all, and then you returned it without telling him, but he did not realize that it was missing. And the owner then like counted his flock, and he realized everything was there, and then the animal dies, he potter. Then the gazlan is potter. So that's called the good hashava. Rashi says, "Amanu es atzoyin, achas shechziru vishleima harayesh chandas bailim." It's like now the owner knows, like it's back already. So that like frees the gazlin. He's free. So therefore, if the shor dies or the tle dies later, the gazlin is potter. So Mora says, "Omar Rav ledas tzorech das." That if it was stolen min hadas, it means if the owner realizes that it was stolen from his corral, then the gazlan cannot return it unless he notifies the owner. But what about shaloi lidas? Let's say you made the gzela and the owner did not find out about it. So then minyan paiter, like as long as the owner counted it and they were all there, then the gazlan is potter. Even though he did not notify the owner that he made a chazara, but as long as the owner counted it, he's potter. That's the way Rav learns. Therefore, v'chikatani yomonu es hatzoin v'ishleima, that our Mishnah says that if the owner counts his flock and sees that all the sheep is there, that the gazlan is potter, it's only going on the sefer where the owner did not realize that it was stolen. But in the Reisha, where the owner realized that it was stolen, so then the only chazor is if he notifies the Bailam. But if he does not notify him, even though the owner counted it, still he would be chayiv. That's where Rav learns. Shmuel Omar Shmuel says no. Bein ladas, bein shle ladas. Whether the owner realized that it was stolen, or whether the owner does not realize that it was stolen. Still a minyan poiter. If the gazlin returns it, even though he does not notify the owner, but if after the chazara, the owner counts it, and now the owner like realizes that it's there, so therefore the gazlin is potter, that's called a good hashava. As long as the owner now knows that it's all back. V'chikatoni, therefore when our Mishnah learns and says, Omanu v'ishleina potter, when our Mishnah says if the owner counted his flock and see that everything is there, that the gazlin is potter, so Shmuel says, Akula, goes on the whole Mishnah. For Rabbi Yechon says like this, that Ladas, if the owner realized that it was stolen, so then minyan poiter. Then it's enough the fact when you return it and the owner counts it and realizes that it's there, even though the gazlan did not tell him, still you poiter. But Shaloi Ladas, when you stole from the owner and he does not realize that it was stolen, so afilu minyan namilei tzorach. Berachon says, if the owner did not realize that it was stolen, so then, as long as the gazdan makes a hashava, even though he does not notify the owner, still he's potter right away, even before the owner counted it. Because the owner never knew that it was stolen. So therefore, the hashava is called a good hashava without das bailim. And therefore, v'chikatoni yumanu es atzoin v'ishlema, that our Mishnah said that if the owner counts the flock and realizes that everything is there, that's when the gazlan is potter, hatoya reisha. That only goes on the reisha when the owner realized that it was missing, that it was stolen. But in the case that the owner did not realize that it was stolen, and then the gazlan makes a hashava without telling the bailim, and even before the bailim counts it, and then if something happens to the shor, the gazlan would be potter. That's what Rabbi Yochanan learns, Lakula. Rabbi Chizda says no, that Ladas, if the gazlan stole and the owner realized that it was stolen, minyan poiter. Then later, if the owner counts it and realizes that the minyan is back, so that's called a good hashava. Like the owner realizes that it's back, that's called hashava. But Shaloi Ladas, let's say the owner never realized that it was missing, then Tsarach Das. Then, even though the gazlan returns it, and the owner counts the flock, so what? Maybe the counting is not enough. Here you need a shava gemura. Tzorach das. That's the story of Chizda. Paskin, that's halacha like this. That again, if you steal it, ladas, that the owner realizes that it's missing, then if the owner counts it and sees that it's back, a poiter, that's enough of a shava. But in the case when you stole it, it was shloi ladas, the owner did not realize that it was missing, then later, even though the owner counts it, when it's back, still that's not called a chazara. But in such a case, it's sarach das. It's only called a chazara if the gazlan notifies the owner. But before he notifies the owner, it's not called a hashava, the gazlan is still achrayas. Therefore, v'chi ketoni, umani es atzoin v'ishlema, that our Mishnah says that when the owner counts his flock and sees that all the tzoin is there, that the gazlan is potter, that's only going aresha. And the case where the owner realizes that it was stolen, that's called gzeila bedas. But in the case where it was done shalai bedas, that's mechumra, and there the hashava has to be a hashava shlema, that the gazlan has to notify the owner. And then what says, Amar Rava,